The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Extraordinary story out of the UK. Adam Gilchrist joins us. Someone's walked out to their garden in South London and found a body, but not just any body, a body from a plane.
Yeah, how grim is that when you think about it? This body fell from a plane, they think, as the undercarriage dropped for the plane to land at Heathrow Airport. But about 15 miles away from the airport, so the body landed in the garden in Clapham in South London, and it is thought that absolutely it was a stowaway in the landing gear of a plane that had come in from Kenya. Apart from anything else, this guy in the undercarriage must have survived at minus 60 Celsius for, what, an 8-9 hour flight or so, something like that. They think he actually may have survived for most of the journey, but obviously the fall would have been something else. I mean, the plane's still quite a long way up. But the weird thing is, Steve, this is actually the third time in about 7 years this has happened. It's happened previously on a flight from South Africa and another flight as well from Mozambique. And in both occasions, again, guys were found with bags and clothes and maybe some sandwiches, that sort of stuff, in the landing gear. But not one of them survived, and no wonder. It's not something to be encouraged and not something that should be advertised somehow, is it?
No, and you know, a couple of things about that. It says doesn't say much about the security at the airport where the plane exited from, for a start. And it does say a lot about how desperate people are to get out of their circumstances and get to the
absolutely.
UK.
Yes, I suppose it's interesting on the security front, because you think, well, if a human being can smuggle themselves into the undercarriage, then somebody could have also put something there, couldn't they?
100%. Crime rates up?
In Parliament. This is weird, in a way, because we're not talking about MPs necessarily committing crimes themselves, but in many cases this is MPs or civil servants or indeed other members of staff who work in Parliament reporting crime. So in some cases it's amongst themselves. In a lot of cases it's because they've been targeted. Assault, robbery, drug possession, blackmail, criminally offensive or threatening behaviour. All that stuff has gone up by 50% in the last 2 years. I mean, we're talking about the seat of government, you know, where laws are made, but lawlessness, it appears, is rife, with 580-odd crimes reported. And in fact, the number of nasty letters or offensive emails has doubled. One MP, Labour MP Yvette Cooper, says she's received herself 35 pieces of hate mail, one of which wanted her beheaded. Mm. That sort of stuff is going around. And do you know what? It never used to happen. It certainly was never reported.
It's really bad. Thank you, Adam. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.